99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. And it's good to have you here with us on the sunny side. Welcome. A beautiful afternoon it is, I would believe. And maybe now there's reason to be cheerful. I don't know. I think you've heard something like this before. And as such, if this is something to make you cheerful, it has to be tested. Oh yeah, tested for all the possibilities that if you go to the bank, you'll get money. So I hate to say congratulations because it would not necessarily compare or equate to all the suffering, the stress, and the money you've lost in your ability to, in your ability trying to get money, which is very weird. Every time I think about the fact that Nigerians had to pay Naira to get Naira, I find it particularly unbelievable. Well, the Central Bank of Nigeria is finally. Okay, so I must first remind you that it was February 16th exactly. The President, Muhammad Buhari, ordered the Central Bank Governor, Godwin Emefiele, to allow the old 200 Naira notes to circulate until April 10th, 2023, when it would cease to be legal tender. Isn't it interesting, all the feedback you've gotten either from the CBN or from the president that appear to kind of clash? Well, I want to believe that the new letter issued by the CBN to the general public would have to overrun this particular information given to the public, the information given to the public February 16th by the president. Now we know that until December 31st, all notes, every denomination now is legal tender. And what that means is, good, here's where we get to test it for what it's supposed to be. What that means is, if you go to your bank, withdraw money, the bank is obligated to receive that money from you if you choose to deposit that money into the bank. If you remember last week when we had this conversation, we had a caller who called in and he was referring to a certain Guarantee Trust Bank somewhere on the island here. He said that he withdrew money and a few moments later he went back to the bank and they wouldn't accept the money. Weird, right? Yes. So maybe now your lives can continue. Maybe now, if you go to the bank, you'll find money. I tried to go to the bank this morning. Not enough time on the clock for me to do that and still be on the job early enough. So I want to find out if you've had any success whatsoever. Now, I must also admit that I saw a video yesterday. It was a video of shredded Naira notes. Shredded. And I want to believe that that was actually off the backs of advancing from the old Naira into the new Naira. One, there's not enough new Naira going on. I even want to mention that when the president issued this public statement saying that the 200 Naira notes will continue to be legal tender until the end of, until April 10th, I went to my bank and was told that there was no money. And I said, well, but the 200 is now legal tender. You can give me that. And was told that they had no 200 Naira. Well, they didn't have 200 Naira notes. So it wasn't that they were not giving me because it wasn't legal tender. They were not giving it to me because they didn't have it. And the reason they didn't have it is because there isn't enough 200 Naira notes to properly circulate the demand, to pretty much meet the demands of the people. My assumption at this point is that if you go to your bank, there should be money. Unfortunately, I cannot furnish you more information regarding the withdrawal limits. So maybe the old order would stand, but I believe your bank would be able to regulate it, given that not much, well, there isn't enough Naira to go around these days. But if you have any information on the limit, I think it might depend on the bank. I would say if you're at your bank, if you have been to the bank this morning, or maybe you're at the bank right now listening, what is the situation? People have been frustrated. There isn't a way to describe the frustration people have been going through just to get their own money. I saw a video of an old man crying, asking for his own money. If that's not crazy, there isn't much left in the definition of crazy to characterize what Nigerians have been through in the last few weeks. Let's talk Lagos, Nigeria, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is me trying to feel the pulse of society. And also, hold on, just before we go right into it, market women have been the highest contention. Someone said to me last night that he also heard that if you go out into the streets and try to exchange the buy something with the old Naira, it would not be accepted. We have it on the authority of the CBN that now you are to accept the old Naira notes. And yes, your bank owes you a duty to accept it if you wish to, you know, deposit your money in whatever bank you bank with. With that out of the way, Lagos, Nigeria, the sunny side, the sun rises here. The conversation begins on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. Lisa?
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's good to have you.
This information. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Without here with a tailor load of old load to cut with the scissors, useless. You can lose a little bit last week, life. Full of trailer, they come and dump and near on going to yell before winner.
Okay, pardon me. Your line isn't too clear. I want to believe you're saying something I would need by way of information, but you have to call me back because you're not audible enough. Please.
Okay.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Make it back, Nigeria Info. Have you been to the bank? What is the situation? Because I think, you know, when you hear the government say something or you hear the CBN say something, you have to go into the Nigerian society to test it and find out how much information people have and how people are reacting to it. So here we are testing the efficacy of this new order by the CBN. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
I'm with you, hello.
Can you hear me very clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ikechukwu.
Go ahead.
There is a car Honda before, you know. They park a trailer load of cops, old Naira notes, shredded into pieces. It can never be solicited.
Okay. When was that?
Hello?
I'm with you. When did you see that?
So, we see them near Honda, before we not capo.
Okay.
And see, look at what is happening. Some people are wicked in this country. And the release, the way the government release, they don't have any option because they have a reward. The ones who can put...
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Yeah, we're going to talk.
They cannot produce food. They cannot export. They are using my own money. A man carrying for two. Taking for
that's very pathetic.
And they say they want to control something. I don't know if you collect my money. I continue working now. Because if I go to my bank, I don't know whether I go naked up.
So that's the thing. You have to go to your bank first. Please go to the bank.
Now, I'm looking for where I can buy with my ATM. If I.
You have to go first. Yeah. Do not expect the worst. Now the CBN has issued this particular order instructing the banks to accept and give old Naira notes, 200, 500, and 1,000 Naira denominations. So my guess is you should not be stressing anymore. But let's test it. Go to your bank and give me information. Hello, good afternoon to you. Make it right back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Tell us your name.
I can testify to the last caller.
What?
I can testify to the last caller.
So what he said. Okay, so what's your testimony?
We found the old Naira notes turned into pieces around our area. That same area. Iyano. Around on the Ota.
Yeah, when was it?
I think it was last 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so someone was taking it where? To what? Dispose of it, of course, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, have you been to your bank? The CBN is saying whatever is left or whatever is not yet shredded can still, you know, get into circulation. So, have you been to your bank? Any luck?
Yes, I went to the bank this morning, but the car was too much.
Oh boy, I can't imagine. Okay, so you're going to go back later then?
Yes.
All right. So if I'm still on the show when you go back, I'd like some feedback, okay? Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, so if we are having people corroborate the fact that the Naira has been shredded, some of it, what's left of it, we need to find out. And the only way we can test it is you go to your bank and then they tell you how much they can give to you, what the cap is. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Thank you. Pardon? Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
Yes, sure. Yes, God bless you. You see, the only thing I want to tell you this afternoon is that all the Godwins in my phone, I've deleted all of them. Don't ask me why, Joy. My name is Jonathan, calling you from Marlboro. All the Godwins in my phone, I've deleted all of them. Don't ask me why. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, come on. I mean, wait. Now you're taking it out on innocent Godwins on your contact list. This is crazy. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon. Speak up for us. You tell us your
good
name.
Good afternoon. This on the side. My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I've been listening. It's been a long time. I've been trying to call, but I feel the calls are locked.
Well,
but you're doing a good job.
Thank you for trying. Thank you for
calling. What the CBN says and what Nigerian banks are doing to the masses.
Uh-oh.
I just said, okay, let me try it. Let me give them a try.
Uh-huh.
I went to the bank this morning. I said, I want to deposit 10,000. I didn't even know what the man said.
What?
He said, you want to hold on? I said, put money, of course. He said, no, I have to see the portal, CBN portal or something. Then I asked, I want to withdraw money. He said, it's the old money. I said, yes. I said, I want to spend part of it and I'll bring it back. He said, no, I should bring it back. I won't be able to deposit it. I'll have to fill the form for deposit for Central Bank.
Did they not hear the CBN?
You don't understand. So does it make sense? A lot of these
what
things,
now,
what I'm telling you, that a lot of people don't know. You understand? This is why a lot of people in the public will not accept the old money, because it will now become difficult for them to deposit their own money.
Can we quickly confirm, when did you go to your bank?
Limitation. I said this morning.
Ah.
You understand? Am I allowed to mention the name of bank?
At this point, you should, because this is everybody's business. CBN, you and your bank. What bank is it?
UBA.
UBA?
Yes.
They have electricity, I know.
What is that supposed to mean? So do you mean, if I want to deposit 2,000, then I have to fill form because it's old money?
Yeah, but if you have to fill the form and they collect it, that's probably okay. A little stress, but probably okay.
Central Bank.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, I'm with you. I'm really just trying to wrap my head around this difficult reality.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Okay. So let's find out what other people's experience equally are. And so what do you intend to do now? You're just going to wait a little bit for maybe the news to, I don't know, maybe people have to assimilate or people have to reconfirm from the CBN?
What the bank is doing is totally different from what the Central Bank is saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really annoying.
It is. It is. And frustrating, too. Okay. Well, more information on this. We're hoping that the CBN can look into all these extra bottlenecks and then ease flow of access to cash for Nigerians. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce, and I hope your reality is a whole lot better this week than it was the last. I want to find out if you've had any success accessing your own money in Nigeria. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. Nigeria Info. Nigerians have had to endure tough, difficult realities. The last one, or say the ongoing one, would be access to Nigerian cash. Nigerians have worked so hard for their money. Nigerians are trying to reach their money. And the last we heard of it, many Nigerians would have to use Naira to buy Naira. But the CBN finally averred to the fact that all old denominations remain legal tender until the end of December. Well, it's a good thing the CBN is speaking out now. The question is, when we put it to the test, What else, or say, what surprises are still lurking around the corner? We'll speak to Nigerians to find out what the experiences are trying to get money. Hello. How are you? Can you hear me? Make it back. Hello, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, James.
Yes, how are you? What's your name?
Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous, how far?
Concerning your last caller, what he said is 100% true. A brother of mine shared me the same story, experience when he went to Union Bank last week. And that was last week. The same thing he said. He said they said they have cash of 20 million naira. Collect it. You can't deposit it in the bank.
Yeah, but that was for last week. I mean today now, now that the CBN has spoken.
So, but his experience is the same thing today. So I don't know why that's still happening. Because CBN has announced that it is now a legal tender. Like the 20 naira note of naira 1,000 is now a legal tender. So I don't know why they should be passing that kind of message to the public again.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for this.
And your second to last caller, he said he has deleted all the goldies on his phone. He should not forget to delete all the Buhari's on his phone. Thank you. Bye.
Off on a break to bring you the news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, and so we are back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's good to have you with us. And my guess is you are glad. You're glad at the news, which now has emerged from the CBN. And people have been waiting. I think people really have been waiting for the CBN to come out and speak since the court gave that issued order saying that the legal tender continues. Well, the legal tender for, well, the rule which would apply to the old notes, of course, as legal tender, would apply between now and the end of 2023. People have been aching for the central bank to speak. It took them a few days, but here they are. They have spoken. So now you are to go to your bank. Old notes are legal tender from now till the end of the year. And I think I have to say that so much for those at the back of the class. Okay. How successful have you been trying to access cash? Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, my name is Charles. I'm calling from Lake.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here in Lake, around Marwa, was probably our operating good morning.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah, they are operating good morning. What surprised me is that last week, I collected the old money. I collected 3,000 naira. So there's one about you, they sell food. I used to sell food around them. So he used to collect the money since last week. But you have to buy something of for like 500. If you want to buy for 300, he will not give you change. So you have to buy it for the whole 500 naira. So that's what's happening now.
What area is that, please?
Yeah, around Marwa bus stop in Lekki.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different kind of business tactic.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not a bad one. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, well. So my guess is I want to believe this is already 1 o'clock. So chances are if you are in the markets, if you're trading cash in hand, what are your experiences as well? I'd love to know what markets are saying as to the receiving, well, the exchange of old Naira notes, people accepting it now. Has the news touched down? Because sometimes the news is out and it doesn't touch down until like sometime. Hello, welcome. How are you? Make it back. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Where you are?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Okay, I'm Daniel calling from Maja area.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I went to GT Bank this morning at a Ikotak shopping complex.
Mm-hmm.
Area of Aja. Are you with me?
Go ahead.
Okay. I went to withdraw. I asked. I request for 10,000. They said no. They are giving 5,000, but it's old note. I said okay. As they issued the money for me, they said if I want to deposit this money back now, I have to generate code from Central Bank.
Uh-oh.
What? Is it possible? So last I still received the 5K, but they said if I want to deposit the old note, I have to go to CBN Google it or download the code from CBN before I can deposit the old money. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for your calling me. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, well, if you're wondering what all of this is about, I hope you're not wondering any longer. Banks will now dispense and receive old Naira notes as legal tender across the country. In compliance with the established tradition of obedience to court orders and sustenance of the rule of law principle that characterized the government of President Muhammadu Buhari and, of course, by extension, the operations of the CBN of Nigeria's regulator, deposit money. Banks operating in Nigeria have been directed to comply with the Supreme Court ruling of March 3rd, 2023. And this is me reading out the script of, well, reading out the letter of the CBN. They say now that bankers would have to accept and dispense old notes, and old notes would remain legal tender until the end of the year all across the country. So it's news where we still hear people say that their banks are telling them something different. Well, I'm taking more of your reaction, and then we'll have to expand the conversation to accommodate what people think about the CBN policy so far. So two more people on their experience trying to access cash, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I have a message here from Benjamin. He says, I collected 5,000 this morning, but market sellers still don't collect the old notes. But I was able to spend some. I still have some with me. Thank you. This is Benjamin from Agor Palace. So he was able to get 5,000 Naira this morning. Marketers, some traders are not accepting old notes. All right, great. Afternoon, Joyce. What I do is I go to a restaurant or bet shop or where they sell bread or gas stations. I stand in front of the shop, look for anybody that wants to give out cash to buy something, then I use my ATM to pay for what they buy with interest. I saw a girl giving out old notes, 1,000, an additional 100 Naira exchange to buy bread last week. Miss Joyce, some people are wicked. When I beg them to give out their cash, they refuse to give me their cash. It took me 2 hours to get just 500 with interest of 50 Naira. Sure. What is this black market that's really happening on the streets of Nigeria? Sean from Command, thank you. So this is what you've been doing the whole time in order to get cash. You go on the streets, look for someone who wants to buy anything with cash. You pay with your card and then charge. You pay them interest on it. Wow. Interesting. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to appreciate you for the job you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Joyce, honestly, getting the cash is not easy. It's not easy at all.
Have you been to the bank today?
Yes, I've been to the bank. Because of the queue, I couldn't wait for the queue because I got a number for, we had to queue. So they gave me a number 240, so I can't wait.
What?
240. I have to wait for 240 for it to get better. So I couldn't wait. But at the car park, they have the ticket points where you have to pay for your ticket. One of the drivers tried to use the old Naira notes. Are you there?
I'm with you, please.
Okay, so one of the drivers tried to use the old Naira notes to pay for her for his ticket. And do you know what happened? This lady said she's not collecting it. That was what she told the guy, that she won't collect the old Naira notes. When I said, but there's information that you need to collect the notes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying no. They accept
except she gets an order or instruction from her boss, you understand? And she didn't collect it.
Okay.
The guy had to go and search for, you know, other notes before, you know, before she can release the ticket to the guy. So, you know, and I don't know what we, you know, one thing I discovered again, Joyce, is that people don't take, when it comes to, like, since the federal government, when people don't really give, no much respect for them again. How can a father tell his son, sit down here, and the child is still standing, and probably struggling to stand and sit at the same time? They've given us instruction that we should collect the old notes. They are meant to obey.
Yeah, but people are equally paranoid. You also have to understand that if people are reacting this way, what would you say about the banks? Even the banks, some people are reporting.
You know, last time that the CBN pushed all the whole blame to the bank, that made people to begin to have issues with the bank, you know, destroy their things, break into the bank. So now the banks don't want that to happen again. Some have closed down because they don't have money to give. So the ones that are open now, even before our brother God, Benjamin Philip, asked the bank to now start collect the old notes. They started issuing the notes because they don't want their facilities to be destroyed. They don't want any of such things happening their own again. So they even started before the CBN and said, okay, you guys cannot collect. Do you understand?
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's becoming something else. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria, we now at this point decide to expand the conversation, and this is to all Nigerians who have either had to use money to buy money, people who could not access cash, people who had to starve because they couldn't access money for food, people who probably are. I remember I was at a bank and a lady came asking for her bank statements to be printed out because she said she sent money to someone. The day before, the person had not gotten the money, and the person started accusing her. And she said she has sent proof that she told me that she sent all the proof she could lay her hands on. And the person still says, well, you're sending me all of this, but I've not gotten the alert. And it's more than 24 hours. So I think you're lying. So the lady said she was at the bank to print her bank statement to send to the person. And I thought, how crazy is this issue? Well, so many of you, due to your inability to access cash, I met one person who said someone was calling her out of her name. And God knows how many more people have had to get into verbal arguments with anyone trying to prove, well, I've sent you the money, you have to wait. I've had fair trouble myself. I was driving past some fruits. I saw the pear avocado. I saw the sherry agbalumo. I saw something. Those things you would normally just buy with 500, 1,000. And all of them said to me, we don't collect transfer. We don't collect transfer. We don't collect transfer. So I came by all of them and nobody was going to sell. Not because they didn't like me, but because they don't accept transfers. They needed cash. And I just went back home wondering, what is this policy? So Nigerians, let's look at this. This conversation now is now beyond whether you have accessed cash or not, whether you have been successful at cash or not. It is now the CBN in 2022, October, told us that there was necessity to redesign this money. And of course, they told us, well, they made a good case for trying to remove money that was not in circulation and get it back into circulation. They thought, besides the fact that our currency was long overdue for a design or redesign, that it was necessary to have much of the currency of the nation within circulation. And there is some fact to it. And you might not necessarily give them all the credit, but the moment the CBN gave that order, we started seeing videos of people who had storehouses of cash in sacks, bring them out. We even saw videos of the cash becoming dust because they had been stored for too long, right? And then the CBN also said, if this policy goes through, there will be no inducement during elections. And people thought it's a good idea. Many of you call the show to defend the CBN policy. But here, you have to take into account everything that all Nigerians have had to endure or even suffer, all for the sake of this policy. And today, we're told, well, at least yesterday, it became quite official that the old Naira notes will remain legal tender until the end of this year, which gives the whole policy an almost 1 year extension. Because I know initially they said it was going to end. The old Naira notes was going to get out of circulation at the end of January. And so here, let's just call it a year, an extension of 1 year. And some people are saying, well, so why did you bother? I can't answer all these questions. And no, I don't have all the answers. So a Nigeria Info, yeah, let's talk. Welcome, what's your name? Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. My sister, this is Joy calling.
Good to
Can
have you.
Can you tell me what they achieve in this purpose now?
So I'm asking
what
you.
What they did to us.
Yeah. What do you think
this
has been accomplished?
This suffering they cause us. Shebi, I told you before, say this policy is against the common people like me on the streets. Not against any politician. So are they stealing the money from the politician now? Now they suffer. Oh God, this is not good, Joyce. So
look,
it's not good at all.
You're telling me like I
you
can't.
You know what
see
happened
it
in the market today?
What?
People started celebrating. Where those POS get those old money from? That they were giving those market women, people that came to buy something, I don't even know. Some people have called this radio station and said, if this policy go on, my things will be cheap. Did you see anything cheap this period? Things become, even though when the market is well itself, they didn't sell it cheap. Why did they enslave us like this? It's not good though. There is God though.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you. Tell us your name.
Speaking from my papa.
Thank you.
Joyce, Nigerians are the problem of Nigeria.
Tell us about it.
If it were to be in other parts of the world, those that have the project will stop immediately. And those millionaires and billionaires, when they get to bank, they withdraw only their immediate needs.
Oh.
Look at Nigerians. Is it you?
Oh, I lost you. Sorry about that. I have to quickly go to Twitter. Nigeria Info on Twitter. I have a message here. Okoro Emmanuel is saying, same Sanwo-Olu said, traders shouldn't reject old notes and they wouldn't collect the old notes to get BRT ticket. Oh, hold on a second, boys. We have gist in the house. Can someone confirm to me? A certain Emmanuel on Twitter is alleging that you cannot use the old notes to get your BRT ticket. Is that an objective truth? Can you please confirm to me? Oh, goodness. Richard is here. He says, unconfirmed reports say the old notes in CBN possession have all been burned. So don't expect an improved situation. There is only one way to test the CBN order. It's to go to your banks and hear your banks tell you what the bank can tell. But so I would say if you're at your bank, I would love some information, yeah? And please try go to the bank. I have a message here from Ade. He says, yes, got cash over the counter from Union Bank or Bafemi Awolowo Ikeja today. Good. Now, the other question is, if you try to send the money back into the bank, would they accept it? Because that is another bone in the throat of Nigerians who want to get over this pain and strain and stress of accessing their own money. Thank you very much. We can afford a conversation before break. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Tell us your name. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, from Ikoyi.
Thank you.
About the BRT, I went there on Friday to recharge my card. They refused to take old money. from people that doesn't have old money. Let me use my ATM to use POS. The same way I must come with
either
transfer or cash. I'm not able to. I don't have transfer.
What else cash. Is transfer if not using your ATM?
I can't use my ATM. They're not allowing me to use my ATM. I just go back to my office on Friday. I'm not able to recharge my
POS card. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, try again today. Now that the CBN is saying,
for today, I went to my bank. I was able to withdraw from the account. I was able to withdraw 50,000 naira old money. They are collecting it around the Korea.
50,000.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a good one. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What area, Ikoyi? You say?
Ikoyi, preferable Ikoyi.
All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria, we are off on a break. We'll be right back. We're getting your feedback on cash.
On the Sunny Side with Joyce, let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's 29 minutes past 1 p.m. This very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and we have to look right back into time. Not too long ago, 26th October 2022, we had to wake up to this news. The CBN, saying that banknotes needed to be redesigned, and that was a request from the federal government. It was further disclosed that the new notes would begin circulation from 15th December 2022, while the old notes would remain legal tender and circulate together with the new notes until 31st January 2023. And so the central bank began the pursuit of the redesign policy. They redesigned it, and then the trouble started. Trouble because it wasn't the easiest thing trying to access cash. And then they put a capping on how much people could withdraw. Even at that, people did not have access to the necessary cash that they needed. And even much talk emerged from people now needing money, not finding money, and having to hud money. Well, the president of the Republic of Nigeria, February 16th, came out to say, you know what, to ease this strain and stress, the 200 naira notes will remain legal tender until the 10th of April. Well, court didn't say, and back and forth was the sway until now. We are at the point where there is practically a near 1 year extension for there to be an is in transition from the old notes to the new. How would you really? I think you have something to say about the CBN policy, particularly how it has impacted Nigerians, particularly how the politics may have touched on the nerve of this good idea, in quote. And if you would consider it, then on Nigeria Info, let's talk. You now have to give me your judgment on the CBN policy. It's good to have you here on the Sunny Side.
Yeah, George, good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. For me, I will not go close to my bank until about Friday.
Oh, okay.
I will try. I know I don't have much, but I will try to manage. But for now, I will not. Because my bank, Union Bank, Awolowo Road, for the past 1 month plus, George, I've been going there every day, 4 or 5 hours. At the end, no money. So with this new news, they said a good one. But for the policy, they want it's a good policy. But the president and the CBN governor, they didn't do their homework well.
Okay.
And one thing I find about the president, you don't want to step on toes. People praise you. Oh, you have to fight corruption. I said it to him, bite those fingers that said you wrongly if you want to fix this country. But he couldn't. He don't want to step on toes.
You can't blame
you come
him.
Back the other day, you're not telling us why will Emefiele wait for you to ask him the obey court order. How can you do that?
Quite dramatic, huh? Very dramatic.
No, I never believed in this man day one. He's not stable. A president, step on toes if you want to fix this country. Two men cried on this radio station, Joyce, because of this money policy. Two men, elderly men, were crying like baby. Mommy, give me my money. Give me my money. Eh?
Thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Now you have to judge the policy and its effects.
Currency is not taking that money. If Ikorodu to fight it today, they reject it from me. Hope from Moshine Bank.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. What's your name? You're on the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. Remember the volume of your radio set. And look, you have to be nimble when you call me. You know, sometimes I think you need 2 minutes to get to the volume of your radio set, and I don't have it. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Remember that. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yes. You can see what has played out now. This inconsistent policies these people are churning out to the public. Now people have died. Business has collapsed. Now they are reverting to the old order. Where does it take us now? It is not about saying we should spend it. Let them make provisions for new ones and the old ones. Let it be available. Thank you. That's the second step to take now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I have a message here on my WhatsApp. Emeka from Ikoyi. I collected money this morning from a bank at Awolowo, Ikoyi. Someone wanted to deposit old notes, but they refused. Okay, now this is probably the third or the fourth message we're getting that banks are not accepting old Naira notes, which is, of course, against the order of the CBN. We're following this story, how it develops. You are listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. I have another message here, and it reads, it's true, the BRT Oshodi station is rejecting old notes. Thanks. Okay, so someone else is corroborating this. Joyce, what happened to our divorce series? Well, it's coming up in a few minutes. I have not forgotten you or your need for necessary couple gist. The sunny side, my name is Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Yeah, my sister Joyce.
Good to have you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Dave.
Welcome, Dave. How far? Tell me about what you think, you know, this whole CBN policy, how would you judge it?
I see everything we see happening from...
You're breaking up, and it's the network not in your favor.
Can you hear me?
Let's try again. Go ahead.
Okay, I said everything you are seeing, me, they are not...
You're breaking up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt your thought, but you're going to have to please call back because I can't even make out your words.
Oh,
please.
No problem.
The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Josh. Good afternoon.
Alpha. Good afternoon. It's good to have you.
Yeah. Francis from here.
Uh-huh. I'm with you. Go ahead. Have I lost you as well? I do think I have. Call back, Nigeria Info. Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you, ladies. Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. My name is Blessing. I'm calling from Orena Island.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Okay. First, from disobey court order to Buhari to talk to us before they collect the old money, to CBN government, MFLA, to my, what is his name again, the other man. Okay, now... Governor should talk to my Lagos state so that they will collect. Because in my own state, they are collecting old money, Kogi state.
Okay.
And the one I have at home since, our driver has to take it to Ogun state, this Agbara market again. He bought a live chicken, plenty, and they collect it. They are even rejoicing. They collect. So, Lagosian, let our governor come out and talk to us so that we collect, you know, from this law to this law. From
Pardon
that law
me,
to that
are you
law.
Still insisting that people are not collecting the money?
Yes, now that's what they say, because one of my girls went out today. She said, because we have the old money plenty in our house. She says, when she went, they didn't collect it from her. That is today. Then we are waiting for governor then to talk to us before we start collecting Lagos.
Oh.
That is it.
Okay.
Because the state government, talk to them. They are collecting it in Kogi State.
Thank you very much for calling.
So let our governor come out and talk to us.
This is something.
Because we have plenty presidents now.
Thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you are on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Good day.
Good day.
This is a diplomatic item, good barrister with our chamber.
But do you have cash? That's a lot of name for someone without cash.
What is it?
That's a lot of name for someone without cash. Do you have cash?
I have cash now. That's that's what we are spending here.
So are people accepting it?
Yeah. The people that are frustrating it is the police station people.
It's who?
Police station people. They're the one that frustrating it. But yeah, I don't have any new moons since.
And the old notes is being accepted?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Majority is accepting it here. Just few people. Do you understand me? But the concern on the transporters is the police station people that are the one that frustrating the matter.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Even they're shouting it, bring your old, old notes inside market. Like tomorrow now will be our market day. They will shouting it, bring your old note, bring your old note.
Okay.
So we are the problem of ourselves. I'm telling you honestly. People are waiting when Buhari buy car or contact and say they should collect the old note. I've been a Malami. They don't have anything to say.
Quickly, can you tell me what you think about the judgment, the policy rather?
This is how it's supposed to be. We have three arms of government, right? Executive, judiciary, and legislature. So those people, what do you call it, Malami? His phone is appointment post. Is answerable to them. You understand me? There's no any court. There's no any president can nullify any court ruling. Am I right? Then why Nigerians, the people you think that they are educated, they are graduates, they are waiting when the president will come out, Abim Amalami, appointment post, that is answerable to all these threats of government. Because they are ashamed, they don't know what they are going to do because the judiciary did not judge in their favor. That's the reason why they are unable to come out and clear the air.
Wow.
They don't have anything to say. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm with
you. I'm very, very ashamed that people are saying they are waiting for Buhari, they are waiting for Emefiele, when the Supreme Court have already judged.
Yeah.
When the Supreme Court have given order, nobody except God. Do you understand me?
Okay.
We have to follow the court order.
All right. So I guess you think that this is a good turnout by the end of the day. It turned out for the better.
Listen, what I'm telling you, go and read CBA Act. Emefiele violated the CBA Act, which the Supreme Court told him.
Oh, so you don't think it was a good policy from the angle of the CBN?
What is it?
You don't think that the way the CBN carried out the entire function of this policy was necessarily right or correct?
It's wrong.
Wrong.
Totally wrong. If you read, there's not anywhere in the world they will give 2 months for you to return your old currency. Britain, they have changed their currency. Nationality.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because this is indirect war to the masses. You understand me? Your own money, don't have access to it. Even the new money, you cannot see the new money anywhere.
Which
do you understand me? If I let you go and read it, even the CBN Act, do not support these 2 months.
Okay.
So I don't know why people are being graduated, are giving them a professor. Are they educated in the hotel?
Uh-oh. Serious jabs. Thank you for calling. Look, and you kind of raised some solid points there, like worth considering. Nigeria Info, hello.
Maybe the small change.
Not me? Okay, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Your line isn't clear. Your line is not clear. Call me back. Hello, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. What's your name?
How are you today?
I'm good. Do you have cash? Don't be calling me. Do you have cash?
I'm calling you because I've got cash older than you. Mecca is my name from Satellite Town.
It's good. How lucky were you?
I had new cash until I went to the ATM and I got old cash and I've been spending it.
Look at you. Give boys link now. Nigerians have been complaining.
If you refuse to collect it, I will threaten you with an arrest. And you will collect it.
Is that what you've been doing to people?
Yes, that's what I've been doing to people. They have no right whatsoever to reject a legal tender. There is a press release to that effect, and people must comply. We cannot continue to compound problems for ourselves in addition to what the government has compounded.
You are ridiculous. Really?
No, sister. Okay, let me tell you something. You know what I think of the CBN policy?
Yeah.
It was well thought out as an issue, but poorly implemented.
Poorly implemented?
Yes, the intent was okay. It was supposed to check corruption, supposed to check those who have cashed and hoarded our cash, and the terrorists and all that. But I thought, on the side, I found that they actually took the shortest route to solve a fundamental problem. What is that problem? People who have stashed or hoarded cash, if actually they had the credible intelligence to that effect, this have something doing that.
You're breaking up. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
If we have strong institutions doing their job and you get actionable intelligence or credible intelligence that some people have stashed or hoarded cash,
yeah,
which is contrary to Money Laundering Act,
yeah,
what were they supposed to do? Go after those people and arrest them.
Uh-huh.
But because we have some weak institutions, we have what I would describe as state capture. Rather than going after those people, you now decide to impoverish, starve, and punish the poor masses by redesigning the Naira. Well, some people might argue, well, that was a well thought out policy, like I have said, but not the implementation. When they started implementation, the same people also hijacked the new currency, making it impossible for
difficult to access, yeah.
So for me, this country, we need a pilot, a qualified pilot, people who are digital, people who understand what the 21st century is talking about.
Futurists, right? Yeah.
Because the excuse given by the presidency yesterday was, for me, I felt it was puerile, I felt it was infantile. You can't be saying you've never asked the Attorney General and the governor of the CBN to disobey court orders. Now you find that they did that. What have you done?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the reign of impunity here. Because at the end of the day, the buck stops at the table. You are the Mr. President. And you owned up to the fact that you gave direction to the CBN governor to redesign the Naira. And where an this was instituted against you, who got together the legal team for the government, not the Attorney General and the Minister of Justice. And when there was an order or judgment, he's not supposed to report back to you and advise you accordingly. Are you trying to throw those people under the bus now and absolve yourself of any blame? This country, for me, what we are going through in this country is a problem of leadership.
Okay.
And if we don't get leadership right, we will not get good governance right. And that is what we're seeing cascading down to every segment of the economy.
Yeah, every thread of this particular
fabric.
And
I pray that we get it right.
Okay.
If not, we'll continue to go round and round and round in circles. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Well, if you are wondering, and for those in doubt, it's official. The CBN has averred that the 200, 500, and 1,000 Naira banknotes remain legal tender alongside the redesigned banknotes until December 31st, 2023. Tell your neighbor to tell the other neighbor, just so that all of this can really end, and then we can find out what other problems are still afloat that need addressing. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir, I'm with you. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you very much. Our government is fooling us. He says that maybe we are illiterate. With nothing. Where you order the central bank that they should order the old 200 Naira note the 10th of April, we are aware of that. Why not ask the CBN that he should not, why he should not obey the court order?
Why what?
He said that why should they make for the central bank governor? They didn't ask him not to respond, not to respect the order of the court.
Yeah, but he said he didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. The way they ask now that why should he respect the court order?
Oh, I see your point. Okay.
You know what I mean? So now, but I don't even understand. Where is the
Yeah, but he has officially. It took him a while to come out with an official statement, but I mean, the only reason this is now a conversation again is because the CBN has accepted the order from the Supreme Court.
What I'm trying to say is that my name is Mr. Maxwell. I'm going for motion.
Yeah.
Where is this old note stock?
Huh? Where is this stock?
Yeah, because after it asked us to bring all this old note to the bank, where is the old note now? Where is it in the people's hands?
I guess the weeks to come will reveal much more regarding this whole.
I didn't understand.
This whole chaos with Naira and Naira exchange.
Yeah, where is this old note again? Where is it? Where is it?
Well, some have been shredded. The others, we don't know yet.
Probably.
Well, go to your bank and find out. They should be able to give you something of what's left of it.
Well, I'll try to see if they will have it.
If they will have it, exactly. If they'll have it. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I have a message here. Yusuf from Ojo, Lagos says, hello, Joyce. Some transporters and traders, most especially food sellers, are still refusing to collect the old Naira notes in area around Alaba, Ojo, and Okoko Axis. It's time for Task Force and the police to start arresting and prosecuting those refusing to accept the old notes, and let the governor of Lagos State try to address the mass through the media to douse down the tension. Now, this is another person who's saying that the state governor or maybe the CBN the president is... one of the callers said earlier on needs to make a public address. But there is a letter that has emerged from the CBN, and that's why we're talking about this. But if traders are refusing because whatever the news is has not touched ground or touched base with them, then it means that maybe they need a few more days. I mean, I think some people really, really wait out the news or need to wait out the news because they don't listen to the news. And you know, many people don't listen to radio or television. They actually bank on hearsay. And so until they see everyone else around them doing it, they're not going to do it. So I guess, yes, you have a point that this needs to be in the news for a few more days so that those at the back of the class can get it. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, good afternoon to you. Hello? Okay, hello.
Thank you. How are you, Ketuku?
Okay.
Sister, this policy is irrelevant or unnecessary. Accepting they want to cop kidnapping. But if you go inside my village and go inside Capron, no network. People that they give money and they work to provide network, they don't provide. That is us. If us is not what happened during that event.
I'm sorry, you're not clear to me. I would say that there are interruptions and the point is not coming to me.
Network issue.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Okay, are you hearing me now, man?
Well, I'm listening.
Thank you. So what I want to tell you is this cash imposition of cashless is not Nigerian problem. Our problem is constant lights.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about today. I'm sorry. We're not talking about that today.
The policy is irrelevant and it's killing, closing business, giving Nigeria a better.
Thank you for calling.
I lost two business. This policy is bad.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me, Joy.
Okay.
CEM, imagine a white man walk to a supermarket, want to buy something, Joy. There is no network. A black American walk to a place, want to buy something. There is no network. And they cannot buy food at all. What do you think will happen in that place? This one is not good at all. You have no network. Whether they are the one tempting with the network, that the people cannot get through to their money, we don't know. It cannot happen outside. So we should stop using our country to compare their country. No country can bear this suffer that we have bled since all these days. If they have no money, let them tell us that they are broke. Thank you.
Okay, so if you have been to your bank, I'm still looking for some better reporting. Like, I want some better gist, some more comforting update. Do you have it?
Hello?
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Thank you. I've been following what we've been saying. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Awesome. My name is Richard. Tell us your name. Go ahead. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Richard, and I'm calling you from Ejanikin area in Lagos. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm with you. Please, go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. I will start with the presidential denial. I could vividly remember the president made a broadcast after the first court injunction, or pronouncement. There was a time, the first time the Supreme Court made an injunction on this issue. The president came on radio, national radio, to make a broadcast. That was when he said that we reissue the 200 naira. And the 500 naira and the 1,000 remained illegal. They ceased to be legal tender on the 10th of February. That was what the president said. I could remember that.
Yeah, 16th February. Yeah, you have a point. So,
why are they saying all these things?
No.
So people are still waiting for the president to make another broadcast. He made a broadcast in the first place.
Oh, hold on a second. Like, the CBN has actually agreed to the court order, which says that there is now an official extension of the old Naira notes to be legal tender until the end of the year.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
What I'm saying is that the president is denying. The presidency is denying that there was never a time the president has refused to obey court order.
Oh,
that's why this thing is swinging. But to me, what we saw about these things we are saying is when this bank issued these old notes and collect it back, all these things will be a thing of past now.
Oh yeah, so the banks are here a situation for people.
If they start issuing and collecting,
okay.
People will start making use of it.
All right.
Thank you.
Good observation. Thank you. Lagos, we are off on a break. We'll be right back.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Open Thought Tuesday. Well, some people are gradually beginning to say their thank you God prayer because unlike last week, this week holds a different story for them. There is a Mario from Bagada on my WhatsApp list, and he has a message. He says he went to his bank this morning and was able to withdraw 20,000 naira old notes. Someone is asking me, Joyce, CBN said that they want to redesign the money and have in circulation the new Naira notes. Please, where is the new Naira notes? I don't have all the answers, and God alone knows where the new Naira notes, where the denominations are in print. Because if you don't know where they are, if you can't find them at your bank or at the ATM, how am I supposed to know? The Sunny Side. Open Thought Tuesday is your Tuesday this week, better than your Tuesday last. Do you have money on you? What do you think of the CBN policy? You've practically lived through it and you've survived the crazies. Yeah, the craziness. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Tell us your name real quick. Tell me what you think about the policy.
This is Ahmed.
Yes, Ahmed.
Yes, I just want to give you a vital information.
I'm with it.
I just called my bank now, yeah. And what I was told is that it is the CBN that is playing pranks on the masses.
You're lying.
No, that is the truth, that some of the banks were not given, some of them have returned the old notes, but the bank, the central bank, just issued that in order to just...
To pacify the public.
Hello?
Yeah, to pacify the public, to get them
exactly,
thinking
just
everything
pacify
is
the
working.
Public. But the money, some of the banks have returned the old notes, but the bank that the central bank that issued this did not give them the old notes for them to be able to distribute to the public.
Your bank told you this?
In fact, what the guy said is that they came out from one meeting and the bankers committee decided that I don't know, that it is the CBN that is playing pranks on people. But since they are the people that the public will
interface with, the CBN
did not release all the notes to them to distribute.
Well, we have to interrogate that one. Thank you very much for the heads up and the insights. I do appreciate.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah.
Well, Lagos, you heard it on the Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Wow. Oh, good Lord. Wow. Lagos, Nigeria. Okay, I had to make a quick sprint into the studio. I'm with you. The Sunny Side. This gist is particularly ridiculous. But here is what we can bank on. We can bank. I know you don't want to bank with the CBN. But you can bank on the statement. It's CBN, a body of authority. The Sunny Side is Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Okay, so my last caller on the show said he called his bank and an official or staff of the bank told him that it's possible that the CBN is playing pranks. And you know how a person can arrive at a conclusion given the facts available. So they don't have cash. CBN did not give them cash. Yet CBN goes ahead to inform the public that the old Naira notes is legal tender. So I can see the import in that. But that's not to minimize the strength of the statement and the authority of the statement. Yes. That's also why I'm asking you what you think about the policy. Remember, well, I don't know if you saw the video. Personally, I saw a video about 2 days ago of Naira notes in shreds. And we've had two callers so far today say around the Ojo area or somewhere at the outskirts of town, they saw a truckload of shredded Nairas. Well, shredded Naira notes loaded on a truck. So my belief is the CBN wanted to further what they knew to be a policy. And maybe if the CBN was the only mechanism at work here, maybe it would have been more seamless. But there's a CBN, there's the availability of cash, you know, and then there are other parties who pretty much had a frown as to the policy and why the policy was only allowed a short window. The window that would help all Nigerians, or the window that allowed all Nigerians transition from the old into the new. So there's just a lot of, yeah, that's really why I want you to talk about it. This whole thing that you cannot describe, can you at least attempt to describe what you think the use of this policy has been, what it achieved? What did it achieve by the end of the day? So, yes, I'm just trying to make a case for the fact that the CBN is not playing tricks on you. No. But then we also have to test the statement of the CBN by going to the banks. It's only when you get to your bank that you, like my last caller would hear, oh, the CBN is playing tricks on you because we don't have cash to give to you. And now others might not have, while others don't have access to cash, a few others will be lucky. In fact, quite a handful of you have been lucky. My last WhatsApp message I read is from someone in Gbagada. Mario says he got 20,000 Naira old notes from his bank this morning, Access Bank. So, yeah, I want you to believe, please. I need you to believe the CBN, because if you don't believe the CBN, this nightmare is not over. And we need this nightmare to be over yesterday. Believe the CBN. I only think that here the problem would be that because some old notes have been destroyed. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's anybody's guess at this point. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Oh, hello. Goodness.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Kingsley calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Kingsley. How far?
Yeah, I went to the bank this morning.
Great.
So I collected old notes. That's first bank.
New notes?
No, old notes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So someone came and asked them, what did I collect this morning? I'll come back and deposit it. Said they should go and generate the CBN code before they could allow them to pay the money to the account.
No. That's not what the CBN said.
You are giving out the money, but you are not collecting the money. So they should generate a code.
Okay.
As of this morning.
No, that's something the CBN still has to rectify. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for that update. I do appreciate. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. You're listening to Open Thought Tuesday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I don't know if anything has stressed us this much in the last 60 years of our, or 60 plus years of us being a nation. Like, this is stressful. I have a message here. Fred from Ikeja says, I want to believe the banks are just trying to play safe because they don't have notes. CBN is not being truthful. I took over 200,000 naira of the old naira around 9 a.m. to the bank, but they asked me to generate a code. I had to leave the place and approach a POS lady who transferred 205,000 to me in exchange. Nigerians are very patient and peaceful. His name is Fred from Ikeja, who took 200,000 naira to a Nigerian bank, and the bank said you have to go generate a code. Okay, is there any patient enough Nigerian who generated the code, and then what happened? Because, look, I can't explain it yet until we get more information. You're not required to generate a code, particularly because the denomination, the old 200, 500 and 1,000 naira notes are legal tender. Therefore, you are not supposed to generate a code. The communique by the central bank is also saying that banks are now required to accept and disburse the old notes. So I'm not sure why the banks are still iffy about the policy, which is something we have to wait out. The banks are a little uncertain, unsure, or maybe to the degree to which they are sure, they do not have authority to accept it. Or they haven't been given permission to accept it. So I guess there's also something playing here which requires light. And of course, the presence of the CBN, the intervention of CBN. This is something. Nigeria Info, and we need the CBN to please intervene sooner than later as people need their lives back. Even talking about this takes something from me. Hello, Nigeria Info. The Saudi side. Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Samuel.
Welcome, Sam. It's good to have you.
Yeah, so this policy has really done a lot of damage to me.
Oh.
I went to the bank, queued just to withdraw 3,000 last week, and unfortunately for me, my phone was stolen.
No. Oh.
And, you know, me going to the bank today, hoping to withdraw some money, I haven't been able to go to work for the past 3 days now. And I've been threatened by my boss severally. So me going to the bank today, hoping to get, you know, a certain amount, just go to work, you know. And my bank told me that they don't have the old notes, that they weren't even paying.
That they're not even paying?
They are not paying.
Oh,
Citi Bank, Lawanson.
Oh.
They are not paying. So I don't even know what to do. I've been receiving calls at work, so this week I might be losing my job. I don't even
Guys,
know.
Start tracking to the work now. Come on, put in something.
So that is the situation I am right
well,
now.
Well, I'm really sorry about this, but be of good cheer and call your boss and try to explain.
I've done that, but I think he just wants to exercise his power over me. That is just it.
Oh, yeah, and we'll find another one now. God will help all of us at this point. Yeah, all of
thank
us.
You, man.
Thank you for calling, man. I do appreciate it. Oh, boy. Hey, the Sony side. Good afternoon to you. You have a minute.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Tell us your name real quick. 1 minute, go ahead.
Joyce, I was trying to talk with you before the line went off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sister Joyce.
50 seconds.
We have found ourselves that the Naira design policy, both the election, they are all scams.
Oh, you feel so?
Big time. See, This government has really let us down. Everybody now calling CBN. Before now, CBN will call presidency. that he has not heard anything from the presidency.
Yeah.
What is happening in this country? Why are we like this?
Have you gone to your bank, though? Because now the CBN is saying, go to your banks. The money is legal tender.
It's too much. When you see crowd, you run away.
Oh.
What will you do? They will tell you there's no money. The bankers will say no money. Even I have some of my friends that works at the bank. They don't even have money.
Imagine that.
Sister Joyce, let me tell you the truth. I've been praying. Because democracy is not working in Nigeria. Because why people like democracy is because of the dividend of democracy.
Mm.
I'm praying that God should raise a 1 military man to flush these people away and put Nigeria in order.
Yeah, well...
That's what I'm praying for, 1 military man.
Okay, let's do this. We are capable of sensibility and the
we
right...
We are not.
We are.
Democracy does not work in Nigeria. We need a military man to sanitize.
We're people of truth and order. We don't need the military. Except we need the military. We don't.
Relax. You cannot fight them.
Relax.
My brother,
you're not alone in this. Please relax, okay?
George, let me tell you.
I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break because I have a program right now coming up. Yeah, I sincerely do apologize, and thank you very much for your contribution. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info.